USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has ordered an airstrike in Syria along the border with Iraq, targeting infrastructure that's utilized by Iranian-backed militant groups. The Pentagon said the U.S. military airstrike in eastern Syria was in retaliation for the deadly rocket attack in Iraq last week that killed a coalition contractor and wounded several Americans. The strike targeted buildings used by the Iranian-backed militias that in the past have targeted American facilities in Iraq. There's been another new variant detected of the coronavirus in New York City. Pfizer and Moderna are already modifying vaccines to target the South African variant, and both companies are also testing a third booster shot of the original formula to see if it will offer more protection against the virus and its variants. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The White House is speaking out about the controversy over New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is again calling for an investigation into allegations lodged against Governor Andrew Cuomo. This time it's for sexual harassment claims from a former Cuomo aide. Lindsay Boylan making the detailed accusations that Cuomo sexually harassed her in an essay yesterday. The White House agrees with de Blasio. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
When a person comes forward, they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Their voice should be heard, not silenced.
Jennifer Granholm took the oath of office to become President Biden's energy secretary. Vice President Kamala Harris conducted the swearing-in ceremony just hours after the Senate voted 64-35 in favor of her confirmation. She became the first female governor of Michigan in 2002. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The House has passed one of President Biden's top legislative priorities, a bill that would extend protections against discrimination based on sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity. The bill, called the Equality Act, or House Resolution 5, was approved 224-206 in a floor vote. Introduced in the House and Senate last week, the proposal aims to close gaps in current federal civil rights laws to protect the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. House Democratic Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland said the measure would codify into law the changes to expand discrimination protections for American LGBTQ communities. He told reporters, "We think it's the right thing to do." The U.S. Supreme Court extended workplace protections for the LGBTQ community in a ruling last summer. But advocacy groups such as the National Women's Law Center said the language granting those protections are still not spelled out in federal laws. Congressman David Cicilline, who introduced the bill in the House, said it would provide protections in employment, education, credit, jury service, federal funding, housing, and public accommodations. The bill faces considerably more uncertainty in the Senate, where Democrats hold a one-vote advantage. They would need, however, several Republicans to vote in favor of the bill to invoke cloture and end a GOP-led filibuster. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.